Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the Lord say, you've been asking for more, more anointing. In your prayer time, you've been pressing in more. You've been saying, Lord, I want to know you deeper on a deeper level. I want more. And he said, Susanna, yes, yes. Have all you want. Have all you want. Press into me and you will find me in ways you never imagined. He sees your heart and how it's positioned in your prayer time. You try to shut everything down when you worship. He sees that and he says, my child, I am smiling on you and you can have all you want. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deb, give Art your mic.
This is for John Calvary, Rachel Calvary. I've seen you guys as a cascade of cups stacked up, and they're cascading one to the next to the next. I've seen your two names on a cup directly under Pastor Roxanne, and all of the harvest that's been promised to her, that's been promised to everybody that supported that team along the way to get to this place, the glory that's due, it's pouring over her cup. And I've seen just your two names specifically, that it cascades and it falls. And from you, it cascades. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Jesus. It's good.
I just had a strong word for the corporate body. I'm drawing you into new opportunities, to new realms. I'm desiring to bring all of you in. None. Mm-hmm. It's not my desire that any of you will be left behind. There will be always those opportunities. There are always open doors, but you're going to see this congregation move up and into some new realms. It's imperative that you step up, boldly step in. Oh, that's not my thing. That's not my desk. That's how I did. The Lord's calling you up, calling you up, calling you up. Take that step. It won't happen unless you take that step. Take the step.
Jesus.
I sense there's like three people you've been holding back. I think he's just revealed who you are, but it's not important. It's who you know. Do you know who you are? And you know that you're not stepping forward. And as pastor's talking, you're not stepping up. We call you out. We call you up, I mean. We call you up. Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
So just on that, we had a word come forth yesterday about a flood coming in and overtaking everyone and moving them forward. So that's the exact confirmation of that same word yesterday. The same thing. It was like a flood coming in and moving everyone at once. It's a corporate moving. It isn't a singular, it's not a singular or just for a few. It is for all of you. For all of you to be washed in and moved forward.
Yeah, praise God.
I saw some of you holding on to branches, because when the flow happens, there can be a level of fear. There can be a level like, well, maybe it's not fear, it's discomfort.
Yeah, that's
And
it.
You hold on to something that's familiar, hold on to the old. You've got to let it go and let the flow just happen, and you're going to get swept up and in.
Yeah, that's good. Good work. The word of the Lord is true and good. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Go ahead.
Miss Mata, I actually heard your name as I was praying in the Holy Ghost. And so I heard the Lord say there is a calling for you. But it is something is calling you. You have been calling to something for a long time and now it is calling back to you. You continue in what you know, but it is now calling for you and it's going to be just a moment before it is to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Larry, we come up here, please. Come right up here. Put your hands out like this. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, the anointing of increase. The anointing of increase. The anointing of increase. Not just double, not just triple. Seven times over. The anointing. You have it. You have it. You have it. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. So there's actually going to be a bubbling up in you now. There's some bottlenecked in you for just a little while. It's out now. It's out. You got that? Yeah. Come on. Yeah. It just bottlenecked a little bit, but now it's open. You got it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
When you said that, I heard, and you will know what to do. And I see it on several levels. Several places will have significant increase. Several places. And in each one of them, you will know what to do. I see the Spirit of God coming out of your mouth, and you will know what to do. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've never been to that place before. You have never seen it come out quite like that before, but you will know what to do. I don't know what's happening in this moment, but I know it's Him, and I know what He is doing, and I will follow Him. You will know exactly what to do.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it's so good. Randy, will you come, please? I saw a vision about you, and I just want to speak it over you. You'll just stand right here. Yeah. Remember Indiana Jones? There was one of the shows where he had to walk out on nothing. But every time he took a step, it was there. You're right there where you're about to take some steps, and you've never taken these before. Never before. This is brand new. In fact, you're going to dream about it at night. You're going to have day visions, and you're going to know, and God's going to say, come on, son, take the first step. And when you do, the floor will be there. It won't look like it's there, but it will be there. And God issues a new glory on you in the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. All right, Indiana. You got it.
And I say, take that for Christian too.
Yeah.
I saw you walk up here, I just saw you're late. Obviously, I knew it was you. She just called you. But when I looked up, I saw him standing like this in front of a stage. A new glory to come. Something he's never experienced before. A new glory to come to him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Don't give up hope. The Lord says, don't give. See the picture. See the picture in your mind. Don't give up hope. Thank you, Lord.
Word handcrafted over you. I just see that in the spirit. The word handcrafted, something that's handcrafted, was designed specifically on purpose by a person. Hand
craft, there's an anointing for hand crafting on you. Like you can take something and you get a vision for something before you even touch a paintbrush, before you even, you see it on the inside and then bam. It's not like you pick up a paintbrush and something and then you say, okay, you know, this is fun. Let me see. You already have it. It's already here. And then you just simply put it out. And so the Lord is calling you to, that gifting. You know, it's been with you your whole life. And sometimes when you have a gifting that's been with you your whole life, it kind of becomes second nature. The Lord is wanting you to let that bust wide open because prophetic flows come from that. So when you don't give it, it's appropriate. Okay, Lord, you know, it kind of gets a little stifled. Not that you don't use it. It just gets a little stifled. And the Lord is wanting you to come up. And so I want you to take that word, handcrafted, and say, Lord, okay, what do you have for me with this? Because I sense he's wanting to flow through you in a new avenue, but from the same gifting. Mm-hmm. And so you pray into that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His hand. That brush is going into his hand. It's in his hand. Hand crafted. There's brand new strokes now. Brand new strokes. Brand new. You couldn't have thought of this in a million years. And it's going to come up over the horizon in a miracle. There's something coming that people will look at and be healed.
Yes.
And today, you probably had this come up before, but today you are in the frame. Today, right now, Randy. Right now, right now, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. Oh. Can y'all feel that? Come with me, honey child, here. We're coming after you. I heard the Lord say, tell my son that he's a VIP. He is a very important person in the awakening of God. And I'm stirring deep, and I'm going to stir deeper, and I'm going to stir deeper, and up and out will come the most wonderful, dynamic gifts coming out like never before. Oh, they've been good, but you are going to rise to new levels in the glory of God. But you must know how important you are and how God's design, you kind of almost have walked into God's design almost like by accident. But no, it's there. Sometimes we're led, but we got to keep being led. And you've done that. But it's been for more than you've known. But you are one of those for such a time as this, people. And you're much needed in this awakening. You are someone that God does not want to do without. He wants you in action in Jesus' name. And I see a needle and a golden thread, and he's threading it right now, and he's sewing up the plans, and you are about to see the whole beautiful thing. And you will be able to wrap that thing around you and go strong. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, in the name. Thank you, Father, for every gift. In Jesus' name, coming through this man of God. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. I will tell him. I heard the Lord say this. He said, a man's strength can pick up so much, but tell him he's more like a forklift in the power of God. You can pick up a whole lot more. You can run a whole lot faster. And you can do everything that God has called you to do, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hey, listen, if anybody needs to slip out, we're probably going to stay about 8 or 9 more minutes, but you do what you need to do. Well, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, go ahead.
Miss Farrell, I just feel the Lord's heart towards you. And as I was standing up here and I'm just like pressing into the Holy Spirit, He is so pleased with your heart. And He said, because of your service and your sacrifice to the body of Christ, many nights that you were up all night long in prayer, the more early mornings where you got up and you just went right into prayer and you just pressed in for people and you pressed in for churches and you pressed in for missionaries and you pressed in for your children and you pressed in for your neighbor. The Lord is putting a memorial. Because you've even said in your heart, Lord, I don't want anything. I just want my children and my grandchildren to know who you are. You've said that. And the Lord said, because you have sacrificed and because you have served, He has a memorial for you. And His heart towards you is just... Even right now, I can just feel the presence of God just swelling and swelling and swelling. Where some people wouldn't pray, you would do it. When people wouldn't show up for prayer service, you did. Oh, and the Lord is so honored by that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord is just so honored by that.
Praise God.
Thank you, Father.
Praise God. Rhonda, I see the word navigate. I believe the Lord is going to navigate you through some certain things here. Like even in the next 3 days, you're going to navigate into even more clarity of things. And the Lord is blessed by you. He's so blessed that you are His daughter. And He is going to help you in some new levels. There's some new places you're going to rise up in. And He's going to be right there and say, look at this, look at this, look at this. And you're just climbing up, climbing up, climbing up. And you're not only a gift to the body of Christ, but also to the harvest field. And those anointings are going to become clearer and clearer and stronger in your life. Thank you, Jesus. I saw you, your whole family, I saw you like that you were like people that threw out lifelines. You threw out lifelines. And the Lord said, I'll be your lifeline. Ask me for what you want. I'll be your lifeline. The Lord wants to let His goodness flow for this whole family in a new way. Accept it. Take it. God's going to do material things, spiritual things, health things, and relationship things. And He's got it. It's right here, right now. And He says, I am the way that you have thrown out lifelines. I'm now offering you a harvest of lifeline. Whew, glory to God. Oh. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Mr. and Mrs. Dunham. A deeper strata. Down deep to the very core of your being and your existence. you will apprehend what you've been apprehended for in your life. A new settling, a new deep and quiet understanding of the established Spirit of God inside of you both. It will emanate from you, even in the most unconscious and effortless way, because He is residing in you, greater and deeper than even you yourself know. His commitment to you, to the fulfillment of your heart, of the desires that He has put, He was the one that put them in there. He is committed with all of His name, with all of His blood, with all of His word, and the history of His love that goes back before the beginning of time. He says, that is what is settled inside of you each. And there are people to reach, but oh, how effortless it shall be, because I will be emanating from you, and they will be drawn like moths to a light. And they'll say, what is it? What is it that you have? What is it that you have? I've been looking for this all my life. And because He is so deep inside of you, He will flow from you. And people will not only be touched, but changed and turned and rearranged in their life to see more of the pure truth of light than ever before. He says this, I love you. I love you. I love you.
I saw you strike a match, and it had just a little line on it, and it hit firecrackers and a whole street of harvest began to pop off. A whole street. People wouldn't even have dreamed this could happen, but it'll happen at your words and at your hands. You're going to light a fire, and a whole neighborhood will be harvested. Bobby, the thing that I could say about you and that God says about you is you're very much like Larry. You're a man like Larry. And I saw a vision of you about 3 or 4 minutes ago. You threw your hat in the ring. You just took your hat and threw it in the ring, and you said, nothing is going to stop what I'm going to do for God. Nothing is. I'm a man after God's own heart, and He's after me. And I've thrown my hat in the ring. I can love people. I can be strong. And I can stand up and command the devil to get off people's lives. And you can also somewhat pastor people in the world. You know what I mean by that? You can give them the pat on the back they need and say, hey, come on. You know what the word really says? That's in you. And there's a harvest field out there. It's going to come in by your words, by your hand, and by a lot of pats on the back. And it's like you're going to just turn people's thinking on. It's an anointing on your life. It's an anointing on your life. Praise God. Praise God. Well, glory. You got something? Thank you, Jesus.
So, Bobby, I heard the Lord say this first. He said, it's time for you to say, I'll take my portion. I'll take my portion. You're a giver. You are willing to give your portion. But it's time for you to say, I'll take my portion.
Yeah.
I'll like you are getting in the devil's face, and whatever he has told you that says that you don't deserve it, it's like you just stomp him and say, I'll take my portion.
Yeah.
A lot harder than that. That was a weak stomp. I have sandals on. Hard stomp. I'll take my portion.
Yeah, that's good. The word of the Lord is good. You got something on that? You have something? Go ahead. Yeah, it's on.
Jesus is coming back. And the word just dropped into my heart that as he is all for the bride and the bride is all about him, there's this connection drawing him closer and us drawing us closer. As a mirror to that, his heart is to do the same thing for marriages. And I seen a couple giving up boxing gloves at a pulpit, like if you were going to be married at a pulpit, and mm-hmm. they place boxing gloves down because of contention and I have to say the way the Holy Spirit said it, because of double vision. And there's been this contention there about that double vision. The Lord is saying the Lord is saying that thing falls in the face of his glory.
Yeah.
You just give it up for the glory in that.
Yeah.
And as he's hungering for us and us for him, that I'd call it anointing, is into the marriage. So if you're dealing with that, give it up for the exchange of the glory. Because that heart that one person or the other may have that causes that double vision or argument, I don't know what that is, but the boxing
right.
gloves.
Right.
For exchange of that glory, he'll give you one vision. And you won't be divided. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your house won't be contentious. Mm-hmm. And your prayer life will be successful. And your gifts will flow, and you'll see the benefit of the gift flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
That's good. That's really good. That's really good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The word of the Lord is good. Well, God is good. Our heart's clear? Oh, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
So, your heavenly views, your heavenly encounters, the scenic views, they'll go from just a moment to a larger encounter
mm-hmm.
that will fill even a fuller space than just a moment or a flash. And it'll be a holy dance. It will be a holy dance of a give and a take in the Spirit. And things will be unwrapped like gifts and discoveries as you encounter in those heavenly partner of a dance. He's waiting to show you the neatest secrets. Just the neatest secrets.
Mm. Every desire. You're going to blow through every door. Every desire, you're going to blow through every door. Every single door, you're going to blow right through it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She wants me to stay here too. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The whole picture in clear focus.
Mm-hmm.
The whole picture in clear focus.
Mm-hmm. I see you that you're not going to live alone very long, or with just your kitties and stuff.
You have a prince coming. And it'll be the love of your life. And you just believe God. Because you and your husband will be a huge arrow in this awakening. And you're like, well, where is he? Where is he? He's now. And he's going to walk through these doors. He's going to walk through these doors. Don't give up and don't give in. God knows what we want and what we need. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. That's right. Sing him to you. You can sing, baby, baby, sweet baby. Oh, sorry. Let's stand up. Hey, that's what love's about. You and your sweet baby. Y'all are like, well, you're just an old grandma nun now. What do you know about it? Well, I'm not dead. I've had a whole life, believe me. I'm just having to be like the Apostle Paul now, but I've lived my life good and known a few Wallaces in my life. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? He's so good. And his presence is just, I'm telling you, you can take this and pray it into another state tonight. Send it to a state tonight. I'm trying to go home, y'all. But it's true. It's true. You could take, just send it to where you want it to go. I gotta tell you something. I saw that one demonic force that has tried to hinder your ministry. I saw a big old kangaroo hop up to it and go, and it went down.